It's Weekend Edition Sunday on Public Radio WVTF, and it's time for the veggie chef to come a-callin', and she's got curry.
Again.
I mean, I should have said courage, but but you've been on this curry kick.
I have been.
What you got today?
Last week, of course, it was the curried yam stew using a green curry paste, which has a different taste from this week's pasta salad, which I made with yellow curry powder and cayenne pepper, which is kind of tempered by the use of cooling cucumber.
You'd have to temper it with something.
You have to. Okay. And we also have the crunch of the carrots balancing the softness of the cooked pasta. I don't know about you, but I just love different tastes and textures all in the same bowl.
That's fun.
It is. It makes for a better meal. Mm-hmm. So no need to write any of this down, though. The recipe will be on WVTF.org and on WVTF's Facebook page. But for right now, I can tell you to make this sweet curry pasta salad. You're going to need, well, of course, pasta, rotini pasta, which is like the corkscrew kind. And I used that instead of a smooth pasta like a penne because I wanted something that had ridges where like flavor could get stuck from the pasta dressing on it, if you will. We also will need carrots, cucumber, which you're going to salt and rinse. And I'll talk to you about that more in a second. Green onions, dried currants, crushed raw almonds, which you can just do with a mortar and pestle real lightly. And then for the dressing, you're going to need ground mild curry powder. Ooh, that's hard to say really fast. Veganaise, which is a mayonnaise without eggs. Fresh lime juice, flax oil, agave nectar, which gives us a little bit of sweetness, and the ground cayenne pepper. And now once you have all of this together, you're going to start by salting the cucumber so that water isn't leaking into your salad from the cucumber as it releases its water. So you're going to take the chopped up cucumber and put it in a strainer and coat it with the salt, with about a teaspoon of salt rather, and then let it drain for a half an hour. And then you're going to combine all of the salad ingredients except the cucumber in a large bowl and set it aside. And in a smaller bowl, we're going to mix up the dressing ingredients. And then after the cucumbers have been drained in their water for a little while, rinse them with water and pat them dry, adding them to the large bowl. Spoon the dressing into the larger bowl, and you're going to mix it well. This spicy, flavorful pasta salad goes really well with a crisp, cooling green salad of spinach, sprouts, avocado, and yellow bell peppers, especially if you make your dressing of mild citrus vinaigrette to go on it. So if anyone has any questions about this or other recipes I've shared, I can be emailed at wvtfveggie@gmail.com.